The Backhaul Workshop at the Alaska Forum on the Environment was the first ever held totally in Yupik, or almost totally.
Class 3 landfill Lauludin.
Evelyn Agnes is an environmental scientist with Zender Environmental Health and Research Group. She grew up in Shafornak and Nightmute, speaking Yupik, and learned English as well. Evelyn had to jump back and forth between the two languages. No easy task, as any KYUK translator can tell you. Evelyn says her grandmother gave a good rule.
There's a struggle between having either the thought first or word first. My grandmother, like before she passed, told me to try to think in Yupik so I don't have to have the thought first and the word, so I'd have the word first before the thought.
But even with experience, at the workshop, Evelyn was stretching for the right word. Several times, an older Yupik woman suggested one. Evelyn was grateful. At the end of an hour, talking about the technicalities of sorting modern trash that often includes toxic materials, she was happy to give Catherine Brower the floor when she asked if she could help.
I'm going to go down a Pomalga material safety data sheet. Down a Omun.
Catherine threw her body into it, pointing to invisible piles of this and that. As she talked so evocatively, you could almost see batteries piled high.
We are people that talk with our heart if we mean it, and we start doing body gestures. It helps us to articulate what we're trying to say.
But even Catherine was having problems translating technical terms into Yupik.
Specifically for batteries or ballasts or chemicals. We don't have those in our first language, so we just call them dangerous things to our environment and our health.
Who knew that talking trash would be so tough? The presenters and participants soldiered on because they all want to deal with the trash properly. They know the dumps they have are not working.
Traditionally, we didn't have what wastes we have today because waste was only like animal parts that we couldn't eat anymore, and they were put in specific places like where I'm from. There was a lake that only bones went into. Intestines went back into the river. There was no real landfills.
Catherine Brower says villages want the waste we have today hauled off, recycled, or just isolated away from the land and water they and their children depend on for their livelihood. She and others will keep struggling to find the right words to talk about how to do sorting, storing, packing up, and negotiating with the same shippers that bring in connexes full of stuff every year, to fill those empty connexes with trash to backhaul to where it came from. I'm Johanna Urich.